Right, the weekend is around the corner and lots to keep us entertained, both indoors and outdoors. We're going to start with a suggestion on something to listen to on podcast. Here's my producer, Rafiq Wahid.
Last month, I tipped you off about a fun podcast called Song Exploder, in which singers and songwriters talk about the creative process of their iconic music. This week's recommendation is similar, but for the book lovers out there. It's called Book Exploder, and is the brainchild of Hrishikesh Hirway, who's also the creator of Song Exploder. In Book Exploder, authors break down a passage from their work to show us how much goes into the writing process and the choices and decisions that go into book writing. Book Exploder is hosted by Susan Orlean, the author of 12 books, including The Orchard Thief, which inspired the Oscar award-winning film adaptation. In the first episode, she talks about her own book, The Library Book.
I'm so curious about how you wrote this, because this is a book of nonfiction, but what you wrote is really something I think that goes beyond what I think of in the constraints of nonfiction.
The wonderful thing about creative nonfiction, whatever name you want to use for this genre, is that it gives you the flexibility to address the material using the techniques that are more common to fiction. And I want to make the distinction that it's 100% nonfiction. It's 100% factual. But the techniques for telling the story are ones that draw more from the traditions of fiction.
Episode 1 is available on your favorite podcatcher, with a new episode of Book Exploder uploaded every fortnight. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much, Rafiq Wahid, recommending Book Exploder as the podcast of the week. Before I forget, let me just quickly address an SMS that came in while we were busy with our medical segment. Greg in Somerset West asking me please to repeat the name of the musician that he heard on the show yesterday. He said, I was driving and didn't catch the name, but you obviously like the music if you're asking for how to follow him up. Greg, Matt Gardner is the name of the artist. It's Gardner spelled G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R. Thanks for your interest. Okay, from podcasts and music, let's head off to the movies. Chanel September of the Eyewitness News team has the latest.
I've never seen anything like this. Multiple attacks without eating his prey. Lions don't do that. If he's no lion I've ever seen. Go back to the cult.
Jack, please!
Our feature film for this week is Beast, starring Idris Elba. The film is not only action-packed, but has tons of local flair. It tells the story of a recently widowed husband who returns to South Africa, where he first met his wife on a long-planned trip with his two young daughters, to a game reserve managed by an old family friend and fellow wildlife biologist. Soon a ferocious man-hunting lion begins attacking them and devouring anyone in its path. So what begins as a journey of healing soon turns into a fearsome fight for survival. In a supporting role is the actor Sholton Copley. He plays game reserve manager Martin Battles.
It was an incredible experience to shoot. This one we got to have an incredible South African crew as well, working at the highest level in the production.
Eyewitness News reporter Kevin Brunt watched the film and here's what he enjoyed most.
With very impressive special effects, the film also sheds light on the very important issue of poaching. I give it a 7 out of 10.
Other films to enjoy at the movies this weekend include Bullet Train, starring Brad Pitt, the movie Eiffel, which captures not only a wonderful engineering feat, but also the thrilling life and times of the Eiffel Tower's creator, Gustav, and the thriller Hot Seat. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
Thanks, Chanel. Not often I get to say I've seen two of the films on the list this week, and I agree with Kevin's review of Beast. It delivers exactly what it says on the box. It's a good Sunday night movie. Grab a Coke and some popcorn, settle in for a thrill, lots of jump scares, very entertaining family fun, and I had a great time last night. Eiffel is another one I have seen, the French movie that she mentioned, and if you are a lover of French cinema and you like the sort of slow cinematographic storytelling that they do so well, there's loads of that. I found it a little bit of a movie in two parts that didn't quite match up. There is a love story and then there is the engineering of the tower itself, and I found myself wanting more of the engineering story than I did of the love story. And maybe that just makes me a dark old cynic. I don't know. I did enjoy it though. And it is certainly a film worth seeing. I would have loved to see more emphasis on the engineering part of it because it kind of went from level one to a finished tower. And I felt like we were missing a bit in between, but it is worth watching and some really good performances, in that film. So thank you, Chanel, for the reviews and the tipping off about what's on circuit this week. For the rest of our entertainment slot, we're going to take a look at what is happening on the small screen. And as always, we call on Craig Falk, who's the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, to pick out some ideas, tell us what is opening and starting in the week ahead, but also to answer your questions. If you have got a TV themed question, send an SMS to 31567, a voice note to 072-567-1567, or you can call us on 021-446-0567. Hello, Craig. Always great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure.
And we are counting down a mere 10 days until the launch of House of the Dragon. And I know Craig is going to give us some in-depth insight next week, Friday, into what to expect from the Game of Thrones prequel. In the meantime, though, we'll keep our focus on what's happening from today until next Thursday. Craig, the only listener question in so far this week was from Keith, asking where and when he can watch the rugby tomorrow.
Yeah, look, unfortunately, if he's not watching at Ellis Park, it's going to be on Supersport. There's build-up programming from 4 p.m. with kickoff at 5 past 5. And it's really cool because the All Blacks are still smarting from their 26-10 loss to the box in Bombela last week.
Okay, so 5 past 5 is the kickoff. And Keith, unfortunately, this one is one that Supersport has the rights for. So that's the only place to watch it for now. I don't know if there'll be a later rebroadcast on any of the other channels, but that's where to go. Okay, let's take a look at what's coming in the week ahead. And as usual, we'll start with the terrestrial viewing options. A new show debuting on Mnet on Thursday the 18th. Craig, tell us more about DMZ.
Okay, so season one is starting on Mnet, that's DSTV 101 at 9:30. It's based on the comic books by Brian Wood. He's worked on X-Men and Star Wars comics. It's set in a dystopian New York and specifically Manhattan City, where a paramedic played by Rosario Dawson is searching for her lost son in this world of, it's very different to what we know now. She's also got to deal with her politician ex-husband played by Benjamin Bratt and his political rival played by Hoon Lee, who's actually in Cape Town right now filming season 3 of the Bruce Lee action show Warrior.
Okay, so a really impressive cast on that one. DMZ starts Thursday next week on Mnet at 9:30. That's one to add to the watch list. And then there's the return of an old favourite on Mnet tonight. I never saw the first season of Hacks, but all I heard was how amazing Jean Smart was in the lead role.
Absolutely, and I think you can actually binge it on Showmax, if I'm not mistaken. Like I said, season 2 starting tonight on Mnet at 10:30. Jean Smart is back as legendary Las Vegas comedian Deborah Vance, and she's trying to reignite her career and just keep things going. This season's going to include inappropriate lovers, a cruise trip, and a tour manager who demands to be addressed as weed.
Okay. All I've heard is it's really, really funny. Season 2 of Hacks starts on Friday. That's tonight, sorry, at 10:30. So in the late night slot, that tells me it's probably not for the younger viewers, Craig.
No, it's a bit of dirty comedy.
Okay, so certainly one to keep for the adults at 10:30 tonight on 101. It's season 2 of Hacks. Okay, before we move into the reality shows, a couple of listener questions just coming through. Firstly, asking what has happened to the Goldbergs on Mnet? It seems to have vanished after 5 episodes. Do you have any idea, Craig?
It's still on the schedule, so maybe there was a week's break that was unannounced or something, but it's definitely still on the schedules.
Okay, we'll double check on that one. I'm looking at the screen right now, and it's the very first thing I saw when I looked at the SDS TV guide is 3:30 this afternoon. The Goldbergs is on. So I don't know if there was a particular disruption due to, I don't know. Okay, but it's on the schedule. It's meant to be airing, so let's keep an eye on that one. Any news on Survivor on SABC3? Craig, I remember you telling us a week or so ago it had been postponed indefinitely. You haven't heard anything since, have you?
No, absolutely not. It was meant to start and it got pulled and there was no sort of reason. You know, it's one of these things where the international distributor is probably holding up the sending of the tapes or they're sitting in customs. It's one of those things, unfortunately, because what happens is the channels actually get a digital file that they broadcast, but they have the physical hard copy on cassette tape in case there's an issue, and that can work as the backup.
Okay. All right. We'll look, the minute we know anything, we'll keep you posted. As we've said several times, the SABC scheduling is a mess right now. They tell us stuff is coming. They change it at the last minute. Shows drop off. Shows stop halfway through. Very, very hard to keep track of with any certainty. But it is a show that we know is a listener favorite. So we'll keep you posted if any news comes through. Then a WhatsApp asking, when can we watch the final of Britain's Got Talent on DSTV? Craig, looking at tonight's schedule, I see that it's the live semi-final number 5. Which tells me it's still in progress. Do you know when the actual finale will end?
Probably in the next 2 weeks, I think, then, because that's very close to the end.
Okay, so it is still airing on Friday evenings, and there's a repeat on a Saturday morning at 11, so just a week or so to go. Okay, one more question just in. Do you have any news on the final season of This Is Us? Craig, I mean, we need to know so that we can stock up on tissues before it starts. Any idea?
No, that will be coming because it will be coming very soon because it has finished in the US.
Okay,
I think Netflix might actually have it. I think.
Okay. Well, look, let us do some digging on that one and see if we can come back to you next week with any clarity of some kind. But again, a firm listener favorite, will keep you posted on that one. Okay, let's look at what we know is coming this week on the reality space. So you've got one to recommend for the foodies, Craig.
Yes, Tournament of Champions Season 3 starts on Tuesday, the 16th of August, on Food Network. That's DSTV 175 at 7 in the evening. It's 8 2-hour episodes with Guy Fieri as the host. 32 of the world's greatest chefs are going knife to knife in the kitchen. What could possibly go wrong?
Okay, Tournament of Champions Season 3 is on Tuesday evening on the Food Network, which is Channel 175, starting at 7 p.m. Another one for the outdoor survival fans. Tell us more about Primal Survivor.
Season 6 is starting on Wednesday, the 17th of August, on National Geographic. That's DSTV 181 at 9 in the evening. It features survivalist Hazen Ordell, and he's using his unique skills and abilities to survive some of the world's harshest climates with minimal equipment. And he's starting off in the Amazon rainforest.
What could go wrong? Again, we say. Okay, Primal Survivor Season 6 airing on Wednesday evening on National Geographic at 9 o'clock. That's Channel 181. And then lastly, if you just want to forget the worries of the week and have a dose of silliness, you can always rely on Kevin Hart to deliver that, Craig.
Absolutely. Celebrity Game Face Season 3 starting on Sunday, the 14th of August on E! That's DSTV 124 at 7:05 in the evening. You know, Kevin started this in the middle of COVID. He hosts the show. It's just basically a really silly game show with ridiculous behavior, and he's calling on some of his celebrity pals to do these challenges. You know, this season is going to feature Cedric the Entertainer and Morris Chestnut.
Okay, if you want silliness, Kevin Hart does it well. So Sunday evening on the E! Channel, Channel 124, the show is called Celebrity Game Face, and it starts just after 7 o'clock. Now, if we move over to the streaming services, there are two shows you want to flag on Showmax this week, Craig.
Yes, The Thing About Pam, it's a biographical miniseries. It's based on the 2011 court case in which her husband was put on trial for murdering his wife. And the last person to actually see her alive was her best friend, Pam, played by Renee Zellweger, who was curiously made the sole beneficiary before this poor woman passed away.
I've heard good things about it from when it aired on Mnet. So that is The Thing About Pam, now available on Showmax, as is The Equalizer. In fact, both seasons of The Equalizer, Craig.
Yes, a wonderful action show. Queen Latifah is holding the fort as an ex-CIA operative named Robin McCall, and she's using her unique skills to help those in need. You know, loads of fun, loads of action, loads of righting social and political wrongs. It's a reboot of the action show from the 80s, and a lot of people only know it as the movie with Denzel Washington.
Okay, yes, I remember the film. Okay, so that is The Equalizer, the series with Queen Latifah, both seasons available on Showmax. Somebody's asking, what are you watching? I'm watching two things at the moment, for seeing as you asked. I'm watching Borgen on Netflix, which is the Danish political series I find highly entertaining. And then the other thing I've been watching is the excellent miniseries you recommended, Craig, a few weeks back, The Staircase with Colin Firth. Been recording that one. I think it's on Mnet, and it's well worth watching. That's my 2 cents worth. Okay, Craig, what should we be watching this week on Disney Plus?
She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. It's an action comedy superhero series. It's got Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black, and she's taking the title role as Jennifer Walters, who specializes in superhuman orientated legal cases, and she just happens to have Hulk powers and turns green when she's angry. What's really cool is that they've brought in loads of the actual Marvel movie stars for cameos. Tim Roth returns as Abomination, Mark Ruffalo is playing the smart Incredible Hulk, and Benedict Wong plays Wong from the Doctor Strange movies.
Cool. Okay. She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. Never thought I'd see that as a title, Craig. That one is on Disney Plus. You can watch the entire first season. What about Apple TV Plus? Anything to recommend this week?
Yeah, they've got a wonderful miniseries called 5 Days at Memorial. It's a biographical drama based on journalist Cherry Fink's 2013 novel. It centers on a hospital in New Orleans that's trying to save lives following Hurricane Katrina striking. And it stars Cherry Jones and Vera Farmiga in the lead roles.
Vera Farmiga is always good. So that's one to look out for. 5 Days at Memorial, the miniseries airing on Apple TV+. Really charming sounding movie dropping on BritBox in a few days' time, Craig.
Yes, it's called The Boy in the Dress. Like you said, it's really heartwarming, a fun film based on the best-selling children's book by author David Walliams. Mm. It's called The Boy in the Dress, and it's the story of an ordinary boy named Dennis who decides to experiment with cross-dressing in a bit to basically just brighten up his very boring world. But what are his football teammates going to make of it? Fantastic cast, including Jennifer Saunders from Ab Fab, supermodel yep. Kate Moss, and even David Walliams himself.
Okay. I know my children loved his books in their younger years, and a lot of people obviously following him through the Britain's Got Talent series where he's one of the judges. So that is The Boy in the Dress, the movie adaptation, which is available to watch now on BritBox. I think we've got a listener question coming through on call, so I'm not going to just let you go just yet, Craig. But just a reminder, okay, eventually I should have known better than to mention Game of Thrones, because somebody's immediately said, when's it starting? 22nd of August. You've got to hold your horses until Monday the 22nd of August for House of the Dragon, which is the new Game of Thrones prequel, and it's based on the book Fire and Blood by George R.R. Martin. While I'm talking about it, next week Friday, we're doing almost an entire show on this. We've lined up some really interesting speakers who are going to talk to the literary impact of Game of Thrones on the fantasy genre. We are going to be speaking to some of the super fans about their predictions. We've already interviewed one of the smaller characters who starred in Game of Thrones for a bit of insight into what the experience of filming was like and how that changed the trajectory of their career. And then we're going to be speaking to Craig for more on the series itself, House of the Dragon. So if you are a fan, make a date for next Friday, the 19th of August. We'll start getting excited ahead of our first chance to actually watch an episode on Monday, the 22nd. Okay, our listener seems to have resolved the issue without waiting for you, Craig. So that's where we're going to wrap for this week. As always, thanks for keeping us on our toes with regards to our TV viewing. And quick reminder, TV Plus magazine on shelf now.
Yeah.
Latest edition is available in your store near you if you'd like to read up more about your favorite shows. Craig, we'll chat again next week, Friday.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Craig Falk is the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. And just a reminder, if you do have a question, it's quite difficult for Craig to tackle them on the fly. If you're asking, when are we getting This Is Us? It's something that needs a little bit of research. So if you are wondering something like that, please just a reminder, rather to send the question in advance of the Friday show, pop it through to us anytime during the week with an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za, which gives Craig a chance to go and research and find out exactly when and where things are airing and give you a more informed response. Having said that, we have taken a note of the shows you've asked about today. We'll do our best to give you feedback when we chat to him again next week.